This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we're back in studio tonight, everybody. I know you're happy about that. Actually, you might not be, because it was more exciting yesterday when we were out in a boot, out and about at Simply Natural Health Foods and Organic Restaurant, because we had, what was the guy's name, Chance the Rapper? Superdome, who was that?
The real Steve Grant, I think it is.
The real Steve Grant, yeah. That's it. Good memory. And how cool was he? I just watched his rap video thingy about death by medicine or death by doctor or something. Dude, it was really good. Very creative what he put together. I don't know if you got to listen to any of his stuff, but I'm feeling super cool now. He was on the show.
You're not wearing your sunglasses, though. I see.
No, I am. Look, my shirt. If you look on YouTube,
you put your
I am.
Hat, your hat on, put a hat on sideways. And
No. Look, I'm wearing
big
my shirt.
Big old gold chain.
No, I got my shirt.
Flashing gang signs.
You're
right?
Not paying attention to anything I'm doing.
You're rocking the health. Yeah. Okay, I see. You're rocking the health world. Yes.
I am. I got my tour T-shirt, thanks to, of course, Steve Feld. But
that's right.
Tonight, I have figured out that we don't have to retire. We don't have to retire early.
No?
Because, we cover so many stories now that you're like, Robert, you've been saying that for years. Robert was right again. Then, I play the I Told You So, and then, who was it that runs for the hills? I think Daniel does.
Daniel.
We give him a fair warning if we're going to play it. I'm not planning to play it tonight. And then along comes our opening story, which is, I should say opening stories, because you found one version, I found another. There's probably 10 other versions or 100, because it's marching orders out to the world about what we need to be doing now. And basically, we need to be afraid. We need to be very afraid. I have cue the fear, right? Fear, I will say, fear of the walking germ theory.
I read this article,
Super Don, and the headline reads, many Americans say infectious and emerging diseases in other countries will threaten the United States. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you could take this a number of different ways when you see that headline. First is, oh my gosh, you're all xenophobic. You think that foreigners carry disease. Right? That's one of the political correct / incorrect kind of viewpoints on this thing is. So we need to shut our borders now because the diseases that they're carrying in are going to kill us all. Okay? Now, another way to look at this is, well, we need more money. We need more money to send to the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the vaccine divisions, because we don't have enough vaccines and there are not enough people getting vaccinated, for instance. And of course, if you look at the two ways this is going, the first way is not the way these stories are going. They're not going the political route. They're going to, let's frighten them. Let's build on their fear. Let's make sure they become even more afraid. An overwhelming majority of Americans, according to this article and survey, said about 95%, think infections and emerging diseases facing other countries will pose a major or minor, that's pretty broad, I guess, threat to the U.S. in the next few years.
That was a thought I had. It was kind of like, well, What else is there, right? Major or minor?
Well, it's just that they think it's going to be some threat. Some threat level, yes, we agree. So they're basically going to have to make stuff up once again to kind of justify whatever the finding is of this survey. About a third, 34%, agree that the global community will experience an epidemic in the next 10 years that includes cases in the United States. Okay, so this is basically what I say, fear of the walking germ theory. This is what this article is about. This is what I took from it immediately. It's like, oh my gosh, they're resurrecting Louis Pasteur like he hasn't died, and, you know, putting him up like he is the zombie that started all of the zombification stories. Walking Dead, Fear of the Walking Dead, every zombie movie ever made, thanks to Louis Pasteur. Let's see, what else did they determine? They mentioned that maybe Ebola. How about a large majority, 89%, that said the federal government should fund international programs on the surveillance and detection of infectious disease outbreaks. 70% said the federal government should do even more to educate the public about global disease outbreaks. Listen, 70% of you, I'm going to be nice. I'm just going to call you numb nuts. You're numb nuts. What 70%?
That's not very nice.
No, that's actually nice, because what I want to say is really not nice. If 70% thinks the federal government should do more to educate the public, they don't even know what caused the disease. And if they do, which some would argue on some levels they do, they are purposely deceiving all of you. Well, not all of you. You're watching the Robert Scott Bell Show, listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You're probably with me on this or on the way here. Okay? They're worried because the findings indicate that, well, 30% of Americans must not be aware of the cutting-edge research and public health strategies to protect citizens against deadly epidemics like Ebola. Listen, they wouldn't even allow the cures for Ebola into Africa. When I know firsthand, there were doctors over there providing silver, ozone, different things, knocking it out almost instantaneously. And they're pretending, oh, man, we don't have the answer. We got to vaccinate. Hey, what about sewage treatment facilities in Africa? What about better sanitation? How about improving hygiene? How about growing some food there that'll nutrient them, right? With selenium that is lacking in the soil and or the food they're eating, which is resulting in what? The manifestation of horrible things like Ebola that are not really a disease, except they are manifesting as a result of nutrient deficiencies, toxicological burdens on the body. You won't hear that in any of these surveys, any of these articles. Whether it's Medical Express or whether it's the U.S. News and World Report, whatever that is, online. And their article just went right at it. This one went subtle and then slowly got there. But the headline at U.S. News, it's the same survey, the same information. What's the headline read at U.S. News? Public confidence in vaccines sags, new report finds. A new survey finds decreases in public trust in vaccine safety and value, a trend experts say is worrying. So let's cut to the chase here. That's what this article is about. How do we drum up the fear so that the Americans that are losing faith in vaccines, because that's all you got, let's face it, it's a religion, it's not a science, so that those that are losing faith will regain their faith in the government medical mafia pharmaceutical vaccine complex, and the media that fawns all over them because most of their money is coming from there. So if we read into this, it's like, oh my gosh, did you hear about how like half the people didn't get a flu shot last year? They don't think it works? Well, they know it doesn't work. What else do we have in this survey? Survey found that the percentage of Americans who strongly believe they have benefited from the development of vaccines over the last 50 years has dropped from 75% a decade ago to 59%. That is a positive trend. Now, they're going to say because, well, you're coasting on your ancestors who got vaccines and it saved them. Okay? Folks that are watching on YouTube, I'm going to do this visually. But let's say you have a chart. You want to chart the lowered incidence of disease and mortality. You're going to follow it. Track it down. Track it down. From its high point, like early 20th century, track it down. Track it down. As the century continues, midway through the century, it's almost gone. That line is going way down. And then at the way bottom of that line where it's still going down, they introduce vaccines. Big time. Big time programs. And it goes down a little bit more. And then, what do? They erase everything that preceded it in the 20th century. They blow up that little line whence they introduced, stretch it out like Stretch Armstrong, stretch it out, and make that the whole chart. Look, we introduced vaccines, and look what happened. It's magic. I'm telling you, it's exactly what you've heard in this.
In some parts of this country, vaccine rates have fallen below the magic number of 90%. The magic number of 90%.
Abracadabra. Abracadabra, yo.
So what's the excuse? Blue shots? 53% didn't get it, or maybe only 53% got it. How's the herd immunity working for you there? Adults getting whooping cough? I see advertisements. Get your whooping cough shot because you could be like the big bad wolf in Little Red Riding Hood and kill your baby or your grandbaby because they can't get the shot yet. Oh, really? Why do they get any shots? Because they don't have an immune system. They still give them. They destroy the immune system through vaccination. They don't pump it up. They pump it to destruction. Yet there's still a large percentage, majority, supermajority, I would call it, 81%, say that other children are put at risk if your child is not vaccinated. Right? You've heard that. Your child is a threat to my child because your child is not vaccinated. Well, what about the fact that your child is vaccinated? Oh, no, don't worry. Don't talk to me about that. Vaccines aren't 100% effective. Well, then how do you get the herd immunity working? Is it a matter of sheer dumb luck? I'm thinking. Americans scared of infectious diseases from other countries. You know what? The only thing you need to be scared of, and this is not me advocating, yeah, everybody with Ebola, come on in, everybody, come on. No, that's not what I've ever said. Ebola has always been my example of, once you grow out of the germ theory, understand it's the law of the terrain, Antoine Béchamp, Claude Bernard, these people that actually knew what was going on. It is the terrain, the milieu, the environment that determines health or disease, not the pathogen. And this is not me advocating for you to dive into a vat of Ebola. It's common sense then. Basic hygiene, sanitation, sewage, nutrition, all of these things will protect you. And should you succumb, you can rapidly remediate it with the remedies you hear about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. By living differently. But this is a global church push in these articles going out everywhere. The U.S. is not prepared for a global pandemic any more than it's prepared for its own, because it's doing everything it can to precipitate it. Again, immigration, we're not going to get into it right now. But in terms of weakening the immune system of every American through vaccination, I think they're pretty damn good at it. Was it only like 1% of all children have had no vaccines? 1%! Your kids are in a super minority, but they're also super kids. Because they haven't been taken down before their prime. Keep it up. Keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to regenerate some eyes next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, health, freedom, healing, liberty, on the line, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Advanced Medicine Tonight with Dr. Roger Bittar, hour two. But hour one, we got a great new guest for the Robert Scott Bell Show. I met him at the ACIM conference last year. I think it was around the Doctors Who Rock event that we did. And Dr. Damon Miller is his name. And he talked to me. We connected briefly. And we've been trying to coordinate timing ever since to talk about macular degeneration, other eye diseases that require seriously some serious regeneration to happen that most ophthalmologists and eye doctor folks don't believe is possible. Whether it be that or other eye diseases, Dr. Damon Miller says not only is it possible, he's seen it. No pun intended. And he's helped other people to see it too. And we're going to help you right now. Dr. Damon Miller, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Robert Scott Bell, thank you so much for having me on. This is really a pleasure to be here to talk.
Listen, degenerative disease is something we talk about all the time. I get a lot of questions about macular degeneration, cataracts, glaucoma, a lot of eye diseases. And I always talk about the need to reduce inflammation and also stimulate the production of stem cells locally. And apparently, you've been keying in on that for a long time. And I just watched your presentation at ACIM. I didn't see it when we were there, but I saw it now because it's up on YouTube. And one of your favorite books was one of my favorite books, The Body Electric by Dr. Robert Becker. And right then, I knew kindred spirit here. I love where you went with this.
Right. Well, you know, Becker developed, or he was one of the people who developed one of the technologies that's important in the treatment here, and that's the electrical stimulation, the microcurrent stimulation. But, you know, he was cutting legs off animals and regrowing them. And, you know, I first read about that work back in the 1970s. I tore articles out of Nature and Science, the journals Nature and Science, where he was published. And it's interesting because just recently, you know, people like myself and you have been talking about his work forever, and people go, well, was that real? Did he really do that? And so just a couple years ago, some people recreated the experiments he did and got the same results. And so I know we're not talking here about regrowing amputated limbs, but we figured, wow, if that could help regenerate a limb, mm-hmm. what could it do to help regenerate the eye?
Right, right. Well, Dr. Miller, I mean, one of the things that I glommed onto, of course, he worked a lot with the silver electrodes, and we see that the ions of silver are actually stimulating some of that process of dedifferentiation. I don't limit it to that, but that's what we utilize topically in wound care, of course, internally for healing gut or epithelial tissue. But you're going into eye tissue with this kind of this microcurrent scenario, and you've refined or maybe advanced this approach, and I think people are going to be really keen to know what's available to them.
Yeah, and what I want to say just up front, because it's easy to get very excited about a technology like microcurrent stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to realize, and one of the people that I worked with was Grace Halloran, and she was the pioneer really in all of this. She's the first one who had the thought to even use microcurrent stimulation. She died, but hopefully one of the links on the site is a link to her autobiography, which we just republished, because it tells a very compelling story of someone who, it wasn't really for her own eye disease, but she had a child, and she was told, oh, Grace, you were a fool to have a child. Child's going to be blind by the time they're in high school. Why'd you even do that? Because she had a familial form of these diseases. And that's what lit the fire under her to find things. And she was living in Northern California at the time, which is a hotbed of alternative medicine. She had all kinds of good advice. But for the first few years that she was working and keeping her son from going blind, regenerating her own vision, regenerating vision from for the people in her family and everyone who could find her up there, she wasn't even using microcurrent stimulation. So I think, you know, if you want to kind of make sense out of all of this, the most common of all these diseases, the degenerative diseases, is macular degeneration. I mean, there are tens of millions of people in this country with that diagnosis. And it's now understood to have a gene that predisposes you to it. Now, it's important to also realize that there are a lot of people with that gene who live to be 80, 90, 100 and never have eye disease. So it's
correct.
It's not a curse. Your genes are not your destiny. But you've got to ask the question, if you're 70 years old and your vision's declining and you go see your eye doctor and they say,
hold on, Dr. Miller, I'm losing your audio because I don't know what happened there. Go ahead, say it again.
Okay, I'm saying that, you know, you get the diagnosis of macular degeneration and you're 70 years old. We have to ask the question, hey, I've got a gene that I've had it from birth. What in the world happens now? So if you understand the concept of the epigenetics, the things that affect whether a gene gets, and can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's just fading in and out. Listen, we're going to take a break here. But, yeah, you mentioned the magic word, epigenetics, which is actually not magic. It's science, real science. And for those of you who think it's genetic determinism, no. It's what manifests the genetic shift, changes, etc. That's environment. That relates to diet, nutrition, stress on all levels, every level. And then what we can do to reduce or reverse that, plus what we can do to accelerate what a normal body process of healing and regeneration and stem cell production at any age.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Bertero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're beginning. We're just beginning, but we will continue this discussion with Dr. Damon Miller, my guest this hour, BetterEyeHealth.com, talking about regenerating the eye tissue, degenerative diseases like macular degeneration, other things listed on the website, retinitis pigmentosa and Stargardt disease, and there are probably other things we can discuss, but we don't have a lot of time to do that, so we wanted to introduce this concept of microcurrent stimulation that can be site-specific, but also you were talking about on the break for our YouTube audience that the technology has advanced to the point where the microstimulation or the microcurrent itself can go deeper into the body, perhaps even into the bones, where a lot of these stem cells are stored for use, usually by cell signaling. Inflammation would trigger, hello, we need some help here, let's regenerate, stem cells are released into that area. But there's some problems with eye diseases. What are those problems?
Well, these chronic, especially these chronic degenerative diseases, they don't have inflammation. So all of the ways that inflammation would have signaled to say, hey, stem cells, come over here, we need your help to regenerate. This, you know, this adult stem cell system, this beautiful system that we're born with that is able to fix and repair and regenerate anything and everything, including the eye and the brain, that inflammation doesn't exist. So you need other things. And the two things that seem to do it best are acupressure, which we use as part of our program, kind of a, an aspect of Oriental medicine, and the microcurrent stimulation. And we also, there are some herbs that have been identified that increase the circulating levels of adult stem cells. They encourage the release of adult stem cells from the bone marrow. So all of those things together, you end up seeing regeneration. And this isn't a pipe dream. I mean, we have people that are barely can count fingers in front of their eyes who get their driver's license back, who go back to play golf and play bridge. And, you know, this isn't a little bit of improvement. You know, you do everything we ask you to do, and the chances for some significant improvement are there.
And, so just to be clear, Dr. Miller, because, again, people hear about things and they think, oh, my gosh, Dr. Miller's going to inject stem cells into my eyes.
Right. And that, and you know, the book we wrote, and you have a link to it there, Stem Cells Heal Your Eyes, we chose that title. It was a year or two before stem cell injections really became available widely. Mm-hmm. I don't recommend them. They're not getting anywhere near the good results we are. But you, the confusion is nobody's talking about adult stem cells because there's no product there. You know, most of the stuff you read about stem cells are people who are trying to develop and sell you a product.
Right.
So they're happy to, you know, charge you $20,000 or $50,000 or whatever they charge, depending on where you go, for an injection of stem cells. Has a very short-lived effect, if it has any effect at all, and if it doesn't harm you. But we have this system, this innate system of stem cells, and if you harness that and encourage that and support that and push that a little bit, it can heal the cartilage in your hips. It can heal a brain that's damaged by a stroke. It can heal the eye damaged by a degenerative disease. You know, there's really no limit. But it's not easy. It's not a magic bullet.
Right. And Dr. Miller, I want to clarify just, you know, in terms of inflammation, because typically like in an acute inflammation, it's an acute injury, you have massive stem cell surge because you've got a lot of repair, you know, happening. And I think what also is happening in the chronic degenerative diseases is that you have this lower level of inflammation that's not crying out and screaming. In fact, it's always on to the point where your body goes, you know, ignore that. We just can't keep doing this, right? And so it's an adaptation for survival, chronic adaptation, Hanselier-level stuff. And so I think that even if someone might say, hey, well, there is some inflammation, it's not the same thing. And so that stem cell interaction is going to be different long-term. That's why we see the degenerative process outpace whatever regenerative process is potentially there that you're trying to stimulate back into existence in the ways you've mentioned. And by the way, folks, you can read this free book that they have, The Truth Your Doctor, Your Eye Doctor Isn't Telling You. When you go to bettereyehealth.com, I see it. You just put your name, your email, and they'll send it to you. So anyway, clarify that. I just wanted to relate that.
Well, yeah, and I get, I was starting to say before the break, if you want to make sense out of this, you know, this is there is a gene that doesn't guarantee you're going to get the disease, but it does predetermine, or it does sort of determine who's vulnerable to this disease.
Yeah.
And the epigenetics, which you kind of talked about, that really determines whether an abnormal gene gets expressed or not. But the thing, you know, these diseases where you've got an abnormal gene from birth, but you don't show up with a problem till you're 60, 70, 80 years old, all you have to do is make the eyes 10 years younger, and they will do what they've been doing for your entire life, which is fix themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a magic way to treat what is actually the most complex tissue in the body. I don't have a way to make that new. But your body does, and I know how to support your body, and that's why we get the results we get. And that's why you can get those results.
So, Dr. Miller, in terms of treatment protocols, I know you're trying to you reach out to doctors at the ACIM conference. I think you're going to be back in Orlando later in the year again for that. That's Dr. Lee Cowden hosting. You mentioned acupuncture. You mentioned herbs. I mean, these are things any of us can do or get. But in terms of the microcurrent scenario, right, there are a lot of devices out there. And so is this something that they have to buy from you, or are they going to a doctor? Is it something that they get treatment on, they just visit once a week? Give a little insight into that.
No, for this, for it to work, you really need to be treating yourself twice a day, 5 days a week, and you may have to treat yourself for months and months. And so it's impossible to run in and do this at a doctor's office, you know, be going into the doctor's office twice a day. So there was a company some years ago that developed a kind of no-frills machine that is an excellent machine, and it's cost is under $1,000 still, and so you purchase that and use that regularly, and then along with the other pieces, the exercises, the acupressure, there's some color therapy. That's a whole other discussion, but that's a part of what we incorporate. And you do these things for yourself at home, and that's part of the way we keep it affordable and make it available is that you. It's not about coming to see me and paying me money. It's about you're working with me. I help you get the equipment you need. I show you how to use it. I support you and encourage you to keep going because it you may not see results in the first weeks or even the first months. And that's, you know, that's how you get this to work. But so the good news is you get to do it all yourself. The bad news is you got to do it all yourself.
Yeah, and for us, it's a good news scenario because obviously my audience, I'd like to think, are more embracing of that concept. The power to heal is theirs. It's yours. And it seems to me what you're doing is empowering people rather than making them dependent upon you. And, again, that's very unique out there. I think that's why I gravitated to your message and why I've been wanting to get you on board here because you're really helping people help themselves.
And the other thing, and this may sound a little silly, but, you know, people talk about this kind of program as an alternative program for the treatment of macular degeneration. But, you know, I sort of answer to that is, well, alternative to what?
Yeah, they don't have one. What are you talking about, alternative?
They have nothing. They offer you zero. They pat you on the knee, say, I'm so sorry that I'm giving you this terrible news, and they walk out of the room, and that's it. And then they offer to charge you a lot of money to document your decline over the next few years.
Right. And this is not. There's not a big eye transplant program here trying to compete with you, is there?
No. There's no competition at all from the ophthalmologist, and it's also not the kind of work they do. They're into short procedures, you know, taking somebody and guiding them through a program where there's a lot of interaction needed and a lot of support. They're not interested in that at all. And so, you know, even when they're caring for my clients and they see people get better, they're not referring people to me. They're not calling me up and going, oh my God, what are you doing? This is so great. That just doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. So what do we, you know, learn from not only the book that they can get or the free booklet in terms of doctors? I mean, do you think, I feel it's a lost cause trying to reach doctors. I mean, not always. I mean, you go to ACIM, you kind of, doctors are open. I was at the Best Answer for Cancer. You do find some, but they're still in a very small minority. So who do you hope to reach as you're putting this message out to the world?
Well, I hope to reach people who have enough of a kind of rebellious nature that when they are told there's nothing that can be done, they hear, oh, so what you're saying is there's nothing you can do, goodbye. And they storm out of the office and, you know, in no uncertain terms tell the doctor to just, you know, have a nice life. And
I think you're talking
whatever.
To the right crowd here.
So because it does sort of take that. I'm just looking for people that want to maintain their autonomy. They want to do what it takes to not end up living in their kid's back bedroom because they're so blind they can't go out and walk down the street without falling off a curb. You know, that they want to do something. And this isn't just something. This is something that will actually benefit them.
All right.
And
so
preserve,
now,
not only preserve their sight, but even return it.
Now, Dr. Miller, you were talking about this microcurrent able to reach deeper into the body, right? We were talking about how you're stimulating release from deep into the bones, the marrow, et cetera. But is this something like this device you're talking about that's under $1,000 to get if somebody wants to do that? They put these things right on or in their eyes? I mean, I'm just asking physically, do you place them there or you just work generally and then use the acupressure and other things?
No, we, the the way that we ask them to apply it is you can put electrodes directly over your eye, or if you're sort of a little claustrophobic doing that, you can put the electrodes on the forehead above the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But you are treating locally. You're treating close to the area that you're trying to do and trying to treat. And the effect on the bones is more, that's not from the microcurrent stimulation so much. There are some signaling molecules that are released when you treat with microcurrent stimulation that do cause the stem cells in the bone marrow to release, and they do attract probably some of the stem cells. But a lot of this, again, because there's no pot of gold at the end of this rainbow, nobody's really studying this. We tried desperately for 8 years to get the FDA to approve just a basic research grant, and they would not, for reasons they wouldn't tell us why they wouldn't. But, you know, just to do... do 100 people and show that the ones who got treated did better than the ones who didn't. Some of that work has been done. People have figured out a way to do that. And there was for a while a device in Europe, actually almost identical to the device that we use here, that's now out of production. But they got some research done over there and got it approved actually for the eyes. Over here, the units we're using are mainly approved for regeneration of, you know, bone and cartilage and muscle and
But you can repurpose them because the same concept isn't at play anywhere in the body, is it not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the biggest purchaser of these devices are, you know, sports medicine clinics and things like that. I mean, they're used in veterinary medicine, used in professional sports teams.
All right. Well, listen, Dr. Damon Miller, we've only begun the conversation, but I want everybody to read the free booklet. You get a copy of The Truth That Your Eye Doctor Isn't Telling You, and that's available at BetterEyeHealth.com. Dr. Damon Miller, doing great work. I look forward to seeing you hopefully next year if I can make it back to ACIM, my friend.
Yeah, and look, our bigger book is also free for just the cost of postage on that website as well.
Nice. All right, everybody, you can go deeper and deeper and deeper. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE10 at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, 2 hours today, 6 days a week here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio. It's been vacation, and then alone when you're listening in a car, on a bike, whatever, on your cell phone. What, however you're watching it on YouTube, you could be doing that. It's crazy, I know, but we're getting the word out, and much to the chagrin of some folks, apparently, Super Don says, but we're going to keep doing
chagrin?
It. Chagrin? Chagrin. You like that word?
Chagrin.
Is that a chagrin on your face?
That is an old term. We're kind of dating ourselves when we use terms like chagrin.
Well, it's because the microcurrent stimulation got the stem cells going in the last segment. I got younger. How about that? Yeah. How about them organic non-GMO apples, huh? All right, let's see what else we got going on. All right, so I'm home for a day. Right after the show, I got to head out. I'll be back in time for the show tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we just keep on rolling here. There's a lot to do.
Rolling.
Take a deep breath. So we got Dr. Rashi Bittar coming up. We got upcoming events in the show notes. If you've been there or if you haven't, you should go there and see them. I think, did you add something today? We were just looking at things, new events. Cancer Prevention Convention.
No, I didn't add. I deleted. Your list got a little bit smaller today.
Yeah.
You should feel good about that.
I know, but I'm just, like you said, there's always something more.
Yeah.
Treating cancer with cannabis in Detroit, June 3rd. Come and see us. U.S. Health Freedom Congress, June 10, 11, 12, St. Paul, Minnesota. Food is Medicine in Curacao, August 5th through the 11th. There's a discount code. Cancer Prevention Convention. Sunday, August 19th, also in the Detroit area. So that's it for the moment. There'll be more to add to it. But right now, to add to the mix, we got to say thank you to all of our listeners, and occasionally they get to communicate with us.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
Whoops. keyed into the opening segment today, the fear of germs, right? The fear of germs leads you to do strange and deadly dangerous things to yourself when your doctor says, hey, you need an antibiotic. I've said this on the air many times, in lectures many times. There's even a meme that Steve Feld did about antibiotics. When you hear the word antibiotic, you simply need to hear the word chemotherapy, because that is what it is, okay? And last week when I was in Canada, interviewed Mark Gerard about ciprofloxacin, fluoroquinolone toxicity. Very dangerous and often, well, very dangerous class of antibiotic drugs. And then we aired it on the air as well, because it was on YouTube for a week and people were really digging it. We took Superdine did. He took the audio. It was a little bit clippy, he says, but we made it work. And people are really appreciative of it. This one comes from Pam, a comment. Thank you so much for interviewing Mark Gerard in regards to fluoroquinolone toxicity. Mark is a very good and appreciated advocate for the victims harmed by the fluoroquinolones. My son, now age 39, is one of the victims harmed by the fluoroquinolone Cipro. October 2016, and is still struggling. Now we're 2 years later. The initial reaction was his brain and central nervous system, and still struggles. Since then, his whole body has gone haywire. My son is tube fed since May 2017 due to the inability to maintain nutrition since 2016, November. I could write a book, Pam says. Mark Gerard and the FQ support groups have been a big help to me in caring for my son. Again, thank you for interviewing Mark on behalf of all of the victims of the adverse effects of fluoroquinolones. Now, Pam, God bless you. I'm so sorry you went through this, but this is the danger of really good medical insurance. Haven't I said it? The most dangerous thing you can have is not fluoroquinolone, but that's dangerous, Cipro, but the insurance to cover it. And, of course, if it gets cheap and it goes off-label or it goes generic, those kinds of things, I don't like cheap drugs because it encourages more people to get them when they don't necessarily need them. And so, Pam, you know, we're going to do our level best. Mark's doing an amazing job as an advocate specific for that toxicity. I know you want the word out. Please do not accept Cipro willy-nilly. There's maybe a 1% case that somebody was saved by it, right? But I also argue that 99% of the people still don't know about other ways to manage their immune challenges, acute or chronic, but without resorting to antibiotics. As I said, my kids have had infections. They're normal kids, although they eat cleaner food. But we've never had to resort to antibiotics because we know of homeopathy. Oh, my gosh, the skeptic heads are exploding right now. Hepersulfur calcarium for staph infections. We know of silver hydrosol in the colloidal silver family. And we've been utilizing that. And if you use that appropriately, judiciously, frequently enough, and or off-label for the docs that do it that way, you can saturate your tissues in such a way that there is no infection on God's green earth that can kill you. Unless you just have nothing left. You got no vital force left. Again, not molecules, vital force. Folks, I'm going to take a break. We'll be back after the news with Dr. Asha Bitar, Advanced Medicine. In the meantime, power to heal is yours. It really is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must-read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.